Welcome to episode 2 of Voices of Divine Wisdom. My name is Kathy Furlong, Secretary of the Academy's Board of Trustees. We begin by celebrating our 8th graders who have been accepted into outstanding high schools and have earned $600,000 in scholarships so far. In this episode, we discover the enrichment connection by speaking with parents about their children's experiences with our enrichment programs. From art, music, Spanish, STEM, and technology, to health and wellness and physical education, to ensure the success of these programs, our academy has invested in dedicated faculty and program directors, integrating enrichment into our core curriculum while also providing valuable support for our classroom teachers. At Divine Wisdom, enrichment extends beyond academics. It fosters community, leadership, and faith. Through the guidance of St. Anastasia Parish and participation in programs such as the Pope Francis Society, Lukumi Foundation, and student government, students develop into well-rounded individuals. And the enrichment doesn't stop at 3 p.m. We offer 16 after-school enrichment programs, whether in creative arts and crafts, academic growth, performing arts, or physical activities, there is something for every student. Enjoy these parents' insights as they share firsthand how enrichment has benefited their children.
Welcome to Voices of Divine Wisdom. My name is Alex Sherling. Can you please tell us your name and the names of your children in the school?
Sure. I am David Herling. I have 2 children in the school. The oldest is Miriam. She is very nearly 6. She's in Miss Adaminelli's kindergarten class. And I have a younger one also in the school, Aliyah, and she is in Miss Blanco's pre-K-1 class.
Oh, very exciting. Very young students, too.
Yes, quite young.
How long have they been in Divine Wisdom so far?
So they began here last year. We had to look around at different schools. We were considering schools that align with our values and what we're looking for in terms of education. And we discovered that Divine Wisdom had really excellent resources. We really loved the school's focus on kindness. Between last year and this year, we actually reevaluated. And in the process of nighttime prayer, bedtime prayer with my family, we were having Miriam pray about where to go next year. And she prayed, God, please bring me back to Divine Wisdom. So that was pretty clear cut. And Aliyah then prayed, God, please bring Miriam back to Divine Wisdom. Oh my. So it was pretty clear cut that this is where we were going to be for a while.
Wow, that's very telling. That's very powerful. Before you came to Divine Wisdom, had you heard about the enrichment programs that we offer?
Yes, when we were here on a tour, we got to see each of the programs that were going on. We got to see the STEM lab and the computers and I think also the art room. Mm. And we did get to explore those spaces, yes.
What are your children's favorite classes?
Miriam told me she really does love STEM. Mm-hmm. You can tell that she's actually listening to what people are saying about the future because Ooh. She was saying, when we get to first grade, we're going to build robots. But she told me that's her favorite for sure. And that actually surprised me a little bit because Miriam is known to be more of like an art person, mm-hmm. but she really loved the STEM experience. That was her favorite part.
I think Mr. Signorello does a great job of creating a very creative experience in the lab, actually, very often. Mm. Every time you walk by, there's always some new experiment or activity going on. It is actually pretty exciting. So I can understand if she's more inclined towards art, why she might be excited about the STEM lab.
Yeah,
I can
that's
understand.
Great.
That's amazing. Have you seen any aspects or lessons from the enrichment program manifest themselves at home, outside of the classroom?
I think for me, the biggest thing that I would look at and say, this is something where I think we've seen a real change is how Miriam approaches arts and crafts. Mm-hmm. I am definitely not a crafty person. It is not something I'm able to do. Like my wife has to help assemble things from IKEA. And that's the kind of thing I would never be able to help her with. And Miriam has shown more and more aptitude for things that involve technical assembly or putting things together.
And very hands-on.
Right. And I think that's pretty different from before she came up to this level. Now, some of that, is development. The kids just get better at that as time passes. But I do think some of that is really intentional.
No, but it's nice to see that they're on the right path still.
Right. The other funny part is when she comes home and she's trying to tell me things about Spanish, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How do they feel about learning a language?
Well, my home is bilingual, so we speak English and Chinese at home, okay. Much more English, but it is bilingual. So for her, to get that third language in there, to have that excitement of being able to see the world, every language is not just a set of new words, but it's really a new mindset. It's mm-hmm. a new way of classifying the world.
Yeah,
and to see her kind of get that sense for it and to see that there's this third way, I think for her was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's a lot of cultural experience. That's really interesting.
Yes.
How about the music program? Have they participated in any of the concerts, like the Christmas show, or how do they feel about the music class?
Yes. Miriam definitely participated in the last Christmas show. She was really stoked for that, about with the being a reindeer and all of that fun stuff. Her big thing lately, though, is she's been trying to get my attention every 5 minutes to sing You're a Grand Old Flag.
Wow.
So clearly
that's an interesting one.
Yes. So clearly she's pretty into it.
What about Alia?
I think for her, the amazing thing is Alia, much more than Miriam, is very introverted. She's someone who doesn't talk a whole lot. She's very sensitive. And to hear her talk about her school friends and their interactions, the things that they say with each other, that's more the kind of thing where I think it's very striking.
So it's able to help her open up a little bit, maybe, you think?
Yes.
Oh, that's very good. Here's a fun question. Given what you know about the enrichment programs at Divine Wisdom, what changes would you make, including adding or removing anything to any of the enrichment programs?
How political am I allowed to get answering this question?
Yeah, this is an edited show, so have fun.
Okay. I think one of the great advantages that a Catholic school has is that it has the chance to go and do what a lot of schools don't, which is to get into the kind of extra political service-oriented space that the Catholic Church likes to try to create. This idea that we can talk about people from different cultures and oftentimes from different countries of different degrees of legality and treat them as people instead of as a political issue one way or the other. So you can say, like, let's put our politics aside for a second and just talk to folks.
Mm-hmm.
And living in New York City, I kind of wonder if there's a chance to get kids into what does it mean to be a New Yorker? What does it mean to be kind or interested in service here in the community and to reach out to the many different voices and faces of Queens? Because being here in Queens, we have this massive opportunity to have cross-cultural interaction and to see we have just in the right into the Great Neck to Little Neck to even more so if you were to go somewhere like Elmhurst or Astoria, you would see just the differences between those who have immensely and those who have not immensely.
Yeah.
And one of my most memorable experiences from my youth was going out and giving out sandwiches to homeless people.
Oh, very good.
And I wonder if there's a chance here to get people that sort of like meet Jesus in the face of the poor sort of experience. To quote Mother Teresa a little bit.
I want to tell you, I mean, I agree with you. I think that does have very exciting possibilities and ideas. I remember on our previous episode, we talked to some of the students and they actually did tell us about some experiences that they found really educational and fulfilling just by interacting with the women's homeless shelter, which is just a block or two away from here.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. So some of the students have been able to give back to that community a little bit, which was great to hear. And it's nice. And I agree with you, like being able to have those kinds of experiences, it's a different kind of learning when you can give back to another human being. I think that's really important. I got another question. If you could describe your whole experience with Divine Wisdom in a single word, what word would you pick?
I would have to probably pick courtesy.
Very nice.
I think that one of the most impressive things about Divine Wisdom, whenever I talk with other parents about this school, what I think I always come back to is the fact that the school manages to have just incredible professionalism. If you go around to even other private schools, oftentimes you find things that are slapped together with Band-Aids and duct tape. And maybe that's the case. I'm just not seeing it.
You definitely aren't, but I'm glad to hear it still.
And we've just been impressed with the degree of professionalism we've seen here. In just getting to interact with the teachers, it seems like they all have a really sound teaching theory and they have a good handle on the kids. I've gotten to do lunch duty and I've never met eighth graders who are as ludicrously polite and well-spoken as the eighth graders. Eighth grade boys.
That's shocking.
I mean, part of my job, I work with like eighth grade boys. I know. Gotcha. And they're not normally like that. So it's just amazing to see that there's professionalism, but there's also a sense of
courtesy,
of personalness.
Yeah.
Where people will actually, the administration will come and greet you when you come in the door. And that is very striking and very unusual.
Do you mind if I tell the eighth graders you said that? That's very cool.
Oh, please do.
Awesome. Very good. I think you actually kind of answered my next question a little bit, but I'll just ask it directly still. If there was any advice or recommendations that you could give to parents considering divine wisdom, what would you say?
Academics are a big deal, and academics are what we look for oftentimes when looking at schools. That's doubly true if you're listening to us and you're an Asian American parent. You know, my wife is Asian American. Mm-hmm. But so much of what you look for in kids is character. And if you get character, if you get that love of life and wonder and learning, if you, in other words, if you become the right kind of person, the right kind of student, the academics will come. And I think that divine wisdom is a place where the care is not just for making sure you can pass a standardized test, but in developing a whole student. And that is not easily obtained. So I would say that that would be the single best reason to come here.
That's amazing. Well, David, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. You were a great guest, and we really appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, David.
My name is Mandy Lee. I have one daughter in first grade. Her name is Lucy.
How long have they been at Divine Wisdom?
Since kindergarten.
Very fun. Okay. Yeah. So this is their second year.
She was actually on your first podcast.
Oh, very good. Did she have fun?
She loved it. She felt so special. And she loved doing it.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. So I want to start by asking you, what made you choose Divine Wisdom Catholic Academy?
I toured 5 Catholic schools. Wow. And by far, Divine beat all of them out of the park. Really? It was not even a question. On paper, they feel like they would be comparable, but once you're on premise, there's no comparison. So the choice was easy.
What did you see on premise that was so impactful to you?
There's a lot of updated either technology or even just the grounds in general, which made me feel that a lot is invested in the school. And the teachers are just all wonderful. And the STEM lab. I mean, you can't beat that STEM lab.
No, the STEM lab is always very impressive. I agree. When you were choosing a school, did you know anything about the enrichment programs that Divine Wisdom has before coming?
Not really. In fact, because Lucy is my oldest, I didn't really even know what to ask when I was touring.
But you got to see the STEM lab.
Yes.
You got to see the music room.
The music room, the art lab, I guess is what they call it.
The art lab, you can, maybe.
Another thing that stood out in this school versus the others is that they do have very dedicated places for all these enrichment programs. And they're not just rolling a cart into your classroom and trying to do that.
Yeah. And I'll even say the Spanish teacher I know used to move from class to class, but now they have a dedicated classroom. And I've gotten to talk to a couple of the other parents who have said the experience in the Spanish classroom has actually been very enlightening for their students, even outside the classroom, just learning about it culturally. So,
yes. And I think it's great that they start from kindergarten to expose them to that.
Yeah, starting music and Spanish in kindergarten, I think it's very impressive.
Yes.
I know I didn't start when
you
I was
in kindergarten. You definitely don't get that in a public school, and I don't know if you get that in every other Catholic schools either.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Can you tell me, do you know what Lucy's favorite subject is?
Yes, she likes technology.
Oh, okay.
I think just because nowadays, we just all have the laptops at home.
Uh-huh.
So she, I think a desktop computer, it was her first time seeing one at technology.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Has Lucy's interaction with technology at home changed or evolved in the last year?
She became more interested when I'm on the computer.
Oh, interesting.
Because the laptop doesn't have a mouse and she realizes, oh, you're doing things a little how I do it in school. So she's more, I guess, interested, and it's curious. Good because she needs to know how to use it.
No, that's good though.
Right? Yeah.
I think that kind of curiosity is really healthy and can only benefit them in the next few years for sure. Is there any other enrichment class that you've seen really make an impact outside of the classroom?
Definitely the STEM. She was never a kid that liked to build.
Okay.
And I noticed after starting at Divine, there are certain things that she does in STEM that she has tried to replicate at home.
What's an example of that?
Just blocks, Legos.
Really?
I was never able to get her into it. And I know it's because they did something in school that kind of sparked her. Yes.
What she built with it?
She's now just trying to follow the instructions,
which
for her was a job in itself. But to see her comprehend what's on paper, and when she makes a mistake, she realizes now, wait, that won't work.
Mm.
Right. I think it's a lot to do with what she's done in school.
And she's figuring it out, too. That's exciting. That's really amazing to hear, actually.
Yes.
Have you gotten to see any of the projects or work Lucy's done in art class?
I have, and they're very sweet. I have all of them in a folder.
Oh,
and she really does enjoy it. She recently joined the art club as well, and I think that all has to do, you know, it's all linked. So I like that for her.
Does she do any other clubs?
Last year, she did the dance club. She also loved that. She likes to perform, so that was a good outlet for her.
Mm-hmm. Did she participate in the Christmas show or any of the concerts?
Yes. Last year, every year,
she's
been here, yes, and she loves it.
That's super fun. Tell me more how you feel about the school's investment in technology, like the iPads, whatever you see.
It's funny because when she was younger, and I think with all parents, we try to shy away from the screen. And even when she first started kindergarten, I was like, practice your writing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized it's all moot. We live in a world where everything is on a computer, everything is on an iPad. And the fact that she is able to be exposed at this age makes her more comfortable with understanding it, with knowing how it works. So I'm more thankful towards it now than before I started school, only because I realized, what am I doing? She's, I don't know when she's going to write. I don't remember the last time I wrote anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a good thing that they have all this available to them.
Yeah, it's funny because even now, just preparing for this show, I have my laptop in front of me, but I also have a notebook and a pencil.
Yes.
And they're both just different tools for different purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to be able to practice both for sure. This is a fun question. If you could make any changes that you wanted to any of the enrichment programs, what would you do?
I would make music a much bigger program.
Really? What do you imagine that looking like?
I would love for all the students to have more of a chance to perform.
Okay, interesting.
There are some things that Lucy does outside of school in that performance realm. And I feel like it just helped with her confidence so much. And they look forward to it. They don't feel like they're learning. They don't feel like they're really like doing anything that's academic. But I was a very academically like geared towards that, you know, the books and the grades. But I realize now that I have an actual child that I'm raising that it's more than that. And their confidence is more than half the battle. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the music, it really does help them.
That's interesting. Just a couple more questions.
Sure.
If you could describe your experience with Divine Wisdom in one word, what word would you choose?
community.
Awesome. Why is that?
I just find the parents very inviting. I've found old friends that I reconnected with.
Oh, nice.
I made new friends that I literally talk to more than my husband. And everybody is in the same situation. We're here for our kids. There's no judgment. And we're all very tight. I talk to people in every single grade. Mm-hmm. And anytime I have a question, they're so happy to help. And I don't know if I would get that in a public school. I don't know if I would get it in another school. Mm-hmm. So I'm very thankful for that.
That's awesome. Last question. Mm-hmm. Is there any advice or recommendations that you would give to a parent who is considering going to Divine Wisdom?
Academically, in the classroom, they don't have to worry. It's just not something I thought I would be worried, and I'm not.
Wow.
Within these 2 years, anytime I emailed their teacher, I get a response back in an hour, sometimes in 5 minutes. And if I wanted to see them, it would be like a next day thing, which is great if you have concern. Sure. I think involvement for the parents are important, and it might feel like you're pulling teeth in the beginning when you're doing it, but once you do it and you meet everybody else here, it's nice. You look forward to it.
Great. Well, Mandy, thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome.
You were really great.
This was good.
Thank you. Welcome to Voices of Divine Wisdom. Can you please tell us your full name?
Courtney Wong.
And what grade is your child in, and how long have they been here?
So I have three. Callie Wong is second grade, mm-hmm. Corin is first, and Charlize is pre-K. And we've been here since 2021.
Excellent. Now, the enrichment programs in the school, can you just elaborate a little bit for me? What do you know about the enrichment programs, and how do you feel about them?
So based on what the kids tell me, they have STEM every few days and they love it. They love learning about different things that coincide with their science classes too. So that's always fun for them to see hands-on experiences. Art is always a favorite of Callie's. She loves being creative, and then she says she loves going to Miss Filiberti's class, always raves about it. Spanish, they're always happy to learn a second language.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So let's start with in 2021.
Yes.
What made you choose Divine Wisdom?
So that was right after the pandemic, and we just moved into Little Neck. It was our first experience with school. So then we were looking around and we found Catholic school, Divine Wisdom, which is really close to home. My husband and I both came from Catholic school. So we like that it came from 3K all the way to 8th. So that was, since we have so many kids, everyone in one building, perfect for me, dropping off, pick up.
Yeah, I'm also a native of Little Neck, and my parents would have a very similar story to yours, actually. Were you aware of the enrichment programs when you were choosing a school, and did that influence your decision at all?
I briefly saw it on the website, but in terms of more in-depth detail, no, I didn't know about it until my kids were actually in the school and then they were exposed to it, and they came home and they told us about it.
Now that you have seen the enrichment programs, do you think they would have influenced your decision?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The STEM lab blew me away. I had no idea there was such a big STEM lab, and it's really cool to see.
It is. Which of the programs do you feel like has been the most enriching for your children?
Art, I already said they love being creative and with Ms. Filiberti, but also computers. They're really interested in the typing and learning how to type without looking.
Because
again, my husband and I came from Catholic school, so we did the whole non-looking at the keyboard, and now they do it at home, and it all comes full circle.
I did the same thing 20 years ago, absolutely. Tell us, so you have three students, right?
Yes.
You have three kids.
I have four kids, three students.
three students, four kids. I'll do the math later. Which subject is each of their favorites?
Callie, art, as I say again. Cora loves math. Charlize is only in pre-K, so she's still getting exposed to what she really likes.
Gotcha. Very fun. What differences have you seen in your child as far as how they express themselves creatively?
So she discovered so many different mediums. So now she comes home and she says, oh, I did some modeling clay. I used this type of drawing tool and this, things that I never thought she would have known, but she learned in school. So coming home, she wants to buy all these art supplies just to draw more, and she's more interested into it.
That's very cool. Personally, for me, I'm a musician, and I actually went to school with Anthony Russo, the music teacher. Have your children interacted with any of the music programs, or have they said anything about that?
They haven't at school, but they've had experience with piano. So maybe later on, they'll want to join piano at some point with the school.
Yeah, and the school has like a full piano lab, actually, where all the students get to participate, which I always walk by, and I'm very impressed that they even just have so many keyboards. Right. It's amazing. Have you gotten a chance to see any of the Christmas shows or the concerts?
Yes, every year we've gone to the Christmas show.
Oh, very cool. Can you tell me about those a little bit?
It's fun. It's really cool. It's really cute to see the little kids from kindergarten all the way to their eighth grade. And I love how everyone's all included in the finale. It shows like a lot of school spirit. It's fun.
Yeah, I think Anthony does an excellent job every year, and he puts a lot of heart and soul into it and really does show through. What about the Spanish program? How do you think that's influenced them outside of the classroom?
Oh, now that they, you know, watch TV, they see Dora the Explorer, they're like, oh, we learned that word in Spanish. And they're like seeing all different colors, you know, coming from a Chinese background, they're speaking Spanish too. So it was interesting how you see they're speaking Chinese, and then like sometimes they'll add a little bit of Spanish into it.
So they speak Chinese as well as English. Amazing. So that's three languages. Yep. There's no more, are there?
No.
That'd be amazing. Wow. Let me see. I have a note here that says, Courtney Wong, you sold the most candy boxes. Is this your first time participating in this?
No. Ever since the chocolate sale started, we've participated.
How'd you do last year? Did you get most last year?
A lot last year as well.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. What motivated you this year? What changed that got you to the top spot?
I mean, just in general, just helping with the fundraising, number one. And then number two is nostalgia. Because I come from a Catholic school background. We used to sell the exact same bars, except, you know, they were double the size.
It's true.
But it's just fun. And having the kids go out and sell the chocolates and watching them say, hey, this is to support my school. Would you like to buy some? It's nice to see.
And it's something they can participate into, which is always great.
Exactly.
I love that. Ooh, this is a fun question. If you could make any change you wanted to any of the enrichment programs, what would you change in the school's enrichment programs?
Would that include expanding the gym?
Sure, yeah, however.
I mean, or have an auditorium big enough for, because it seems very tiny now. It's good for my kids because they're small, but as they grow, it's not enough space.
What would you imagine if Divine Wisdom had a bigger space for a gymnasium or something? What would you imagine doing with that space?
Then we can have more CYO practices here. My kids are part of CYO, and they do their basketball practices here, but there's, you know, 20, 30 kids in that small gym. It's hard.
Yeah.
So if it's something that they have a bigger space, then they can be more active. And then, you know, if they're inside for a rainy day, they also have more room to run about.
Sure. Can you tell us a little bit about CYO, actually?
Yeah. So it's the Catholic Schools League. Anyone in the neighborhood or that has affiliated with the parish can join the teams. So my kids are part of the soccer team.
Gotcha.
The basketball clinics. Yeah, and they love it because they're with their classmates. They get to meet other kids from the neighborhood and games every week, practices. It's fun.
Cool. And when do those meet?
Once a week. So it depends. Soccer now is taking a break until spring. So they're not going to start up till maybe like April.
Sure. That makes sense. Yeah. Do you have any advice or recommendations you would give to parents that are maybe considering Divine Wisdom?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Take the tour. Take the time to sit down and meet the teachers, meet the staff. Everyone's really friendly. Everyone's great. Just, yeah, tour the classes.
That's great. I 100% agree. I think asking questions and being informed is something that Divine Wisdom is able to do, and I think is very helpful for picking a school that would be most impactful for them. Very good. Well, Courtney, you've been an absolute pleasure. I think this is really great. And thank you so much for being part of the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, My name is Sylvia Rosia, Director of Early Childhood Education and the Associate Principal of the Early Childhood and Elementary Levels at Divine Wisdom Catholic Academy. I've been part of DWCA since its inception in 2009, a total of 16 years. I hope you enjoyed hearing from parents as they shared their perspectives on our impressive enrichment program. Tune in next time to find out what exciting opportunities are ahead for the rest of the year. The Snowflake Sneaker Ball is Friday, February 28th for grades 5 through 8. Don't forget to return your form by February 24th. February 28th is your last chance to purchase discounted tickets to the Spring Fling. Tickets can be purchased at dwcaonline.org and clicking Spring Fling. The school will be closed starting Monday, February 17th. Classes will resume Monday, February 24th. Happy Valentine's Day from Divine Wisdom Catholic Academy.
You can follow us on Facebook at Divine Wisdom Catholic Academy and Instagram at Discover Divine Wisdom to experience the incredible work of our students and teachers. You can follow Voices of Divine Wisdom on Overcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your podcast player of choice. Thoughts, feedback? Email the show at podcast@dwcaonline.org. To learn more about our school and apply, go to dwcaonline.org. Suzanne Carl is our executive producer. Recording, editing, mixing, and mastering by Tony DiToronto. Bob Sherling is the chairperson at Divine Wisdom Catholic Academy. Miriam Benici is the principal. Music by Maria Caputo. Logo created by Queen Snowpea. Special thanks this week to Kathy Furlong, David Herling, Mandy Lee, Sylvia Rosia, and Courtney Wong. And I'm your host, Alex Sherling. Voices of Divine Wisdom Podcast is recorded at Divine Wisdom Catholic Academy in beautiful Queens, New York. This has been a Pixel Noise podcast. To learn more, go to pixelnoise.tech. That's pixelnoise.tech.